Dixie Queen and all different names like that.
What about that big one? You ever raise a Congo?
No, not at all.
Boy, they raised it down there. Now, you ever see a yellow meat watermelon?
Yeah, I've seen one or two.
Boy, they, what, you ever eat them? Folks, tell me about them around here.
They're ones that I eat, a piece of is really sweet. It's just about my head like eating sugar.
You ever raise any without seeds or?
No. I tried that, but I ain't had no luck. I don't see how you're going to raise one without seed. How would you get the start of them?
Well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. But they gave you the seeds for them, they didn't. Can you tell me about the kind of fruits you might get? You got that,
Now, we have a few little peach trees out here, what you call a plum peach. And
what's a plum peach?
That's a peach that you have to cut off the seed. You know, it won't. Lots of peaches you get, you bust it open and the seed will fall out of it.
Those are called a?
Those are called a freestone peach. But a plum peach is them you have to cut the peach off of the seed with a knife. It won't bust open.
What kind of knife you carry?
Me?
Yeah. You got you.
I got no knife. Oh, count. I wish I had a good knife.
Look at that one. That's a pretty good knife, isn't it? Well, you got a good knife there.
Oh, this thing I got like
a case, isn't it?
Like a fool.
Like a fro?
Yeah, you can't cut nothing. You can't cut your finger with it. You can't buy a knife with any count.
Well, I guess it's because the metal isn't any good.
It is. But the one thing, I can't keep a good knife because if I'm plowing or doing something in some dirt or something, you know, one of I just take my knife out and open the blade and scrape the dirt off with it. That's the thing, I can't keep a knife.
Yeah. What'd you keep these sharp with? What'd you keep these sharp with?
I really use a file when I get rid of the sharpness.
Yeah. Did you have a little kind of thing maybe?
I got a wit rock, but he don't have an effect on this thing.
Yeah. Did you have something you keep your axe sharp with?
A file.
Or
I used to have an old grindstone, but it's sitting out there, you know, I ain't got anywhere to even turn.
Yeah.
You know, you used to turn with a crank and let somebody else hold the axe while you turn.
Yeah.
So I just got a file in mine, wasn't nobody to turn the thing, so I just let it go to the rack and just the old rock sitting at that side of the wall.
Did your father ever, did he shave when he was younger?
Shave?
Yeah. Did he always shave?
Oh yeah, all but this. He had a mustache. He clean shaved all but his mustache.
Yeah.
All the time.
We're talking about how people dress. How would they wear what was their appearance like?
Oh, well, Daddy, when I was a kid, he was gray-headed. He just, he's bald-headed. He had no hair up here.
You got a good head of hair.
I had much hair now as I did have. Man, I used to have more hair than a little.
How'd you keep your hair as long, as long as you have?
I don't know. One thing, I never put no kind of dope on it. Nothing but water to wash it, and that's all.
Yeah.
I know that's, you know, a lot of folks
use a comb or?
Just use a comb and keep me, when I get ready to wash it, I got me a brush in there.
Uh-huh.
I just lather it with soap and brush it and rinse all the soap and stuff out of it and take the comb, and that's all right. I put it on my hair. A lot of these folks go to buying this old hair tonic. I ain't never put that stuff on my hair. I just don't like it.
You got a good head of hair, I guess so.
Shoot, my hair's thin. It used to be thick.
Mm-hmm. Was your hair, what color was it?
Brown.
But your father, when he shaved, what did he used to, he used to?
He had a strap, what's called a razor strap, you know.